The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, text number 23, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 23rd, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Engage constantly in chanting and hearing about me, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sadhus do not suffer from material miseries, because they are always filled with thoughts of my pastimes and activities.
Madasraya katha mrishtya sinnanti kathayanti cha tapanti vividastapa naetan madgata chetasaha. Generally, people, they are suffering. There is nobody in the world, those who are materially engaged, can say boldly that I am not suffering. Is there anybody? I challenge anyone. Can anyone say that I am not suffering? So, everyone must be suffering. Why these anacin tablets are advertised? Painkiller. Because they are suffering. And not in this country, but in the Western countries, America, one takes at least one dozen tablets daily for mitigating suffering. Tranquilizer, this, that, so many. They are advertised on the tape. At last for sleeping. Because they are more advanced. We are less advanced, therefore we are satisfied only one tablet, anacin. But they are not satisfied with one tablet. There are dozens of tablets. I have seen it. It is advertised in a subway, a train. So many tablets are advertised. The suffering must be there. Anyone who has got this material body has accepted suffering. That's a fact. But foolish people, they cannot understand. He thinks I've got very fatty and beautiful body. He's satisfied. The dog is also satisfied. He does not know that this dog's body is greater suffering than human body. The hog's body is greater suffering than the human body. But everyone is thinking, I am happy. This is called maya, illusion. You go to a hospital, a man is lying down on the bed, and if you are, how are you? Yes, I am well today. What is well? So there cannot be anyone without suffering. That is not possible. There are three kinds of suffering. Adhyatik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. Adhyatik means pertaining to the body and mind. I've got headache today. I've got some pain here in the back. My mind is not very much settled up today. I cannot talk with you. These kind of sufferings are called adhyatik, pertaining to the body and the mind. And there are sufferings adhibhautik. Just like at night, unnecessarily, the dogs bark and we cannot sleep. This is called adhibhauti, suffering imposed by other living entities. The mosquitoes, the bugs, then enemies, suffering. Just like some of our enemies, they are hindering, sanctioning. this temple. So this is called adibhautik. And besides that, big happenings there are. Then adidoivik, accident, which you have no control. No sufferings you have control. That is not possible. There is famine, there is pestilence, there is no rain, there is excessive heat, excessive cold. These they are called adidoivik. Earthquake. So many. So this is the reminder that you rascal, you are thinking you are very happy in this material world. What you have done about these sufferings? Mura. They think this is all life. It doesn't matter. Besides that, there is very great sufferings, that is birth, death, old age and disease. So where is your happiness? But because we are under the spell of Maya, we are thinking this position is very nice. Let us enjoy life. This is their enjoyment. So one has to tapanti vividha stapa. Vividha, multi. Vividha means many. Tapanti vividha stapa. Na etan madgata chetasah. Those who are Krishna conscious, we cannot say that they are not suffering. They are suffering, but not so acutely. They know. Therefore, we have begun this sadhu's symptoms. Titikshava, tolerant. Everyone is tolerant. One has to tolerate. But a sadhu's toleration, an ordinary man's toleration, is different. Sadhu's toleration is not so acute because a sadhu knows that he is not this body. There is a Bengali Vaishnava song, Deha smriti nahi jar, saṃsār bandhan kahā tār. If we understand properly that I am not this body, then although there is suffering, you will not feel very much. Although we are now absorbed with this body, bodily sufferings are there. Just like the example that you have got a car and there is some accident. So one who is too much absorbed with the thought that this is my car or I am car, he suffers more. But if one knows that I am not this car, all right, there is some accident, it can be repaired or it can be... That doesn't matter. It is a question of absorption of the thought. The materialistic person, because they are like animal, he suffers more. And for the devotees, as it is advised in the Bhagavad Gita, matras parasastu kontiya sitosna sukhadukkada. Agama apainya anitya tang titikhasa bharat. Krishna says to Arjuna that these material sufferings are just like the sufferings of seasonal suffering. In summer season also you suffer, and in winter season also you suffer. Chitosna sukha dukkhada. And the same thing, this fire, in summer season it is suffering. The heat is suffering. And in the winter season, the same fire is pleasing. Similarly, water in the winter season is suffering, but in the summer season it is pleasing. The same water, the same fire, sometimes it is suffering, sometimes it is pleasing, but the matter is the same. Why? Matrasparasha. It is due to the touch of the skin. Because we have got the skin disease, I am this body, therefore you are suffering. Because you have become so nonsense, rascal, that I am this body. Jashyatu buddhi kunapi tidhatuke. Tidhatuke. This is the bag of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. Kapha, pitta, vayu. According to Ayurvedic system, they are called tridhat. So this body is made of material elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. So jashyatu buddhi kunapi tidhatuke. Sadhik kalatra disubhomayjadhi jatirtha buddhi shalile nakarahichi janesu avigny sayava gokhar. So the more we are in bodily concept of life, the suffering is more. Nowadays, new things have developed, nationalism, communism, communalism. So many things, sufferings are more. We have seen in 1947 in Calcutta, Hindu-Muslim riot. The more suffering, because one is thinking, I am Hindu, one is thinking, I am Muslim. But if one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, then they will not suffer. They will not unnecessarily fight. Because I am Hindi, because you are Muslim, that we have to fight. No. Because if both of them know that I am not this body, therefore I am neither Hindu nor Muslim, I am eternal servant of Krishna, then where is the suffering of Hindu-Muslim life? The understanding is missing. Because people are being educated to become more bodily conscious, therefore their sufferings are increasing. Sufferings are increasing. And if you reduce this bodily concept of life, then suffering also will be reduced. So those who are Krishna conscious means, here it is said, madhagata cetasa. Naitana madhagata cetasa. Madhagata. Bhagavan said, those who are always thinking up in the mind, within the heart, madhagata cetasa, they are not suffering. They are not suffering in this way because they know that even if I am suffering, it is Krishna's desire. So they welcome. Just like Kunti. Queen Kunti, when Krishna was departing, taking farewell from Kunti, so Kunti said, my dear Krishna, when we are in full of danger, at that time you are always present as our friend, as our advisor. Now we are well situated, we have got our kingdom, we are well established, so you are going away to Dwarka? No, no, no. This is not good. Better we may again go to that suffering so that we can remember you always. So the devotee sometimes welcomes suffering because that is an opportunity of remembering Krishna very constantly. Tattin kampa susamik samana bhunyana eva kritam vipaka. So, when a devotee suffers, he thinks that it is due to my past misdeeds. So I am suffering not very much, a very little, on account of Krishna's grace. So it doesn't matter. So, after all, it is everything in the mind, suffering and enjoying. So if a devotee's mind is trained up in Krishna consciousness, therefore he does not care for suffering. That is the difference between a devotee and non-devotee. Therefore it is said that tapanti vividhastapa naetan madgata chitasa. Just like Pallad Maharaj. So, how much suffering he had to undergo? The 5 years old boy and his father was putting in danger, sometimes under the feet, leg of the elephant, sometimes throwing from the mountain, sometimes on burning oil, sometimes among the snakes, and so many ways. But he was silent. Haridas Thakur was a Mohammedan by birth. So he became a very good devotee and always chanting Hare Krishna. That was his fault. So the Muslim Qazi called him that you are Mohammedan, you born in a such great family, Mohammedan family, and you are chanting Hindus Hare Krishna mantra. What is this? So he mildly replied, my dear sir, there are many Hindus, they also have become Mohammedan. So suppose I have become Hindu, so what is the wrong? What is wrong there? So Qazi became very angry that you are talking before me, all right. So he was punished to be caned in 22 bazaar, in front of 22 bazaar. That means he has to be killed by caning. So it is understood when he was beaten by the cane, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his back. So he did not feel any suffering. So there are many instances. A devotee had to suffer many sufferings, but they did not take it very much severely. They tolerated, and a devotee is educated to tolerate. Therefore, in the sadhu's symptoms beginning, the titiksava karunika, a devotee suffers, at the same time he is very kind to these conditioned souls, how to elevate them, how to make them Krishna conscious. This is karunika. These are the very primary features of a devotee's life. People put him into suffering in so many ways, but he does not give up his job. His job is to spread Krishna consciousness so that others may become happy. Just like Pallad Maharaj said, "Oh, my Lord, I have no suffering. I have no suffering. Because I know the art how to become happy. Tadbijja gayana amritamagna chitya." The same thing is described here. Sinnanti kathayanti. Pallad Maharaj said that I know how to become happy. How to become happy? That simply hearing about you and chanting about you. Sinnanti kathayanti. Just like here, two business is going on. You are hearing and I am speaking. Bodhantam parasparam mahatmanasumang pratha daivi prakriti mas. Bhajanti. This bhajan means sinnanti, kathayanti, sabanam kirtanam Vishnu. This is bhajan. You simply hear about the Lord, you talk about the Lord, that is bhajan. Sabanam, then you can further make progress. Sabanam kirtanam Vishnu. Sabanam kirtanam is going on all over the world. Some is hearing about some politician, other is speaking about some politician or some other man, some important man in the society. Sravanang Kirtanang is going on. But they're suffering. But when the Sravanang Kirtanang is pertaining to Vishnu, Sravanang Kirtanang Vishnu, then he'll not be suffering. This is there. It requires experience. It requires advancement. Then, Prahlad Maharaj, as he says, Tatat Vijja Gayana Maha Mritamana Chitta. Because my mind is always absorbed in talking about you and hearing about you, therefore I am not unhappy. I know how to become happy. But you seem to be very unhappy. So he says, yes, I am unhappy because I see this Tato Bhimukha Chetasa Maya Sukhaya Bharamud Bhato Bhimura. These foolish people, simply for temporary so-called happiness, they are engaged in material activity. I am thinking of them only. That is my unhappiness. Otherwise, I have no unhappiness. So this devotional service, this line of action is so nice that if we practice, if we make advance, then even in this material world, staying, there will be no more suffering. That is called jivan-mukta. Jivan-mukta means, although he is in this body, but he is not suffering the bodily miserable condition. It is a question of absorption of thought. I have read in some paper that Mr. Stalin, the communist leader, he had to undergo a surgical operation of operating on the belly. The doctor wanted to, it is called chloroform, but he said, no, there is no need. You can go on with your operation. See, even in ordinary life it is possible. Because the mind is absorbed in a different way, even a surgical operation does not disturb a man. Similarly, what to speak of spiritual life, if your mind is always absorbed in Krishna thought, Krishna consciousness, that is stated, madhagata achetasa, always thinking of Krishna, and Krishna advises also. What is his advice? Manmana bhava madhbhakta, madhyaji mang namaskuru. You always think of me. There are many instances, if we believe, there is another, if we don't believe, there is another. But there is practical also, these boys, European-American boys, from their childhood, then from their birth, they are accustomed to so many bad habits. But for want of those bad habits, they think it is impossible to leave. Not only it, ordinary man, I will tell you the story of one very big man, the Marquis of Jetland. The Marquis of Jetland was talking with one of my god brother, the Lord, they are called Lord. He asked, can you make me Brahmin? So my god brother said, yes, it is not very difficult. If you give up these bad habits, intoxication, illicit sex life, meat eating and gambling, you can become a Brahmin. So he said, it is impossible. Yes. A very big man. He said, it is impossible. This is our life. Actually, we have got experience in the Western countries. This is their life. Even very, very old men, they cannot give up this. For want of this, it is a great suffering. But here you see practically these young boys, young girls, they have given up. There is no suffering. Take practical example. An old man a very respectable gentleman, he was requested to give up these four habits. He replied, it is impossible. How it is becoming possible for these boys? If they would have suffered for want of this illicit sex, intoxication, the boys are gone, then how they could remain with me? I am not a very rich man. I cannot give them nice shelter. I cannot give them nice food. But why? Because they are not feeling. They have no furniture. They are lying down on the floor. No bedding. No proper cloth. Because they are not suffering actually. Otherwise they could not remain with me. This is a fact. If they would have suffered, then like Lord Jetland, they would have also said, it is impossible to remain with Prabhupada. But they are not saying that. There is suffering from disease also. Still they are not living. They are not living. So Krishna consciousness is so nice. Madhugava, they do not feel any suffering. It is practical. Others, they feel suffering. Therefore it is said, tapanti vividastapa naetan madgata chetasa naetan. Therefore we should accept this. What is that? Madasraya katha. Katha, Krishna katha. There are so many literatures, especially Bhagavad Gita. That is open to everyone. Everyone knows Bhagavad Gita. So, if we simply hear Bhagavad Gita, we can attain this stage of perfection, no more suffering. That is a fact. Just like Amrish Maharaj, he made his life. Sabai mana Krishna padaravindayo vachaṃsi vaikunta gunānu varnan. He was a very responsible king, emperor of this world. And he was administering his kingdom. At the same time, he was a great devotee. These are the examples in this country. There are many kings like that. They are called Rajarshi. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, imaṁ vivasati jūgaṁ praktavāna hamabhyam manu ikkha kavi bravīt. Vivasāna manave prāho manu ikkha kavi bravīt. Evaṁ parampara praptam imaṁ rājarśayo vidu. Rājarśi, the kings were, although they are king, rāja, still they were as good as the great saintly person, rishi. So, Maharaj Amrish, he was also a Rajarshi. He gave example. Although he was busy in his administration work, still he was talking only of Krishna. Only. Sabai mana Krishna padaravindayo vachaṃsi vaikuntha gunānuvarnan. So whenever you talk, he'll talk about Krishna. This required practice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all his devotees, Gramma katha na kohibe. This is called advancement. Don't talk nonsense of these material talks. What is the use? What you will gain? Just like you open the newspaper, what do you find? The same thing. The same plane crash, the same politician condemn another politician, and something lost, something gained, something. It is puna puna charvita charma. The same thing are being repeated in different way. What is the use of talking such thing? Better, if you want to talk on Krishna, talk on Bhagavad Gita, talk on Srimad Bhagavatam and enjoy life. That is required. That is recommended here. Majasraya katha mrishta sinanti kathayanti cha. If you simply talk about Krishna and hear about Krishna, then that stage will come when there will be no more suffering, always. Anandamaya Vyasat. This is called Anandamaya in the Vedanta Sutra. A living entity or Krishna, they are Anandamaya. Prachurji Matpratta. Simply ananda. When you are in pleasure, transcendental bliss, there will be no more possibility of this material suffering. That is instructed here. Madasraya kathamishta sinnanti kathayanti cha tapanti vividhastapa na etam madgata. Madgata antaratmana. There is also another statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesam madgata antaratmana. There are many yogis. But that yogi who is thinking of Krishna always, manmanabhava madbhakta, madgata antaratmana, samejuktatam. In my opinion, he is the first class yogi, not to show any magic. Magic, that is magic. That if he does not suffer from any suffering, that is the greatest magic. But that will be done by a devotee. And Krishna also recommends. So, our life should be, this Krishna consciousness movement is being spread only for this purpose. What is this? Sinnanti kathayanti cha. Madasraya katha mrishta. When we shall feel pleasure by hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, we must know that we are making progress on the path of perfection. And at that time, any kind of this material suffering will not be felt. This is the practical effect of executing devotional service. Thank you very much.